Many, many years ago now, a friend gave me a book to read, and I'm not sure why to this day they did, because it was very odd and I didn't understand it. It was just a weird book. But the one thing I remember is the main character in the book followed a method of navigation he called Zen navigation, which was essentially follow anyone that looks like they know where they're going. You probably won't end up where you intended to be, but you might end up where you need to be. Now, how dumb is that? Like, we don't just wander around following people who look like they know where they're going. When we leave, we have a destination in mind, a journey. We're trying to get somewhere, usually. And yet, even as we acknowledge how dumb that is, we fall trapped to that far too often. Whether it's a politician that seems very charismatic and we latch onto them and follow them whole hog, or a celebrity that we look up to and we're trying to be like them, or some Insta-twinter-pinter-twit-face influencer or something like that that we want to be like. But do we know where they're going? Do we know what their goals are? Is that really the person that you should be following? In our gospel today, we hear Jesus taking Peter, James, and John up the mountain to show them something, because they haven't been paying attention. He's been very clear with them all along. We are going to Jerusalem. I'm going to die. On the third day, I'll rise again. And they keep saying, nah, that's not going to happen. Hey, by the way, which one of us is the best? And he's like, guys, snap out of it. Let me show you where I'm taking you. Not just to Jerusalem, but let me give you a glimpse of what's at the end of the journey. They see Jesus transfigured before them, his face shining like the sun, his clothes white and resplendent. Moses and Elijah, the holy men, coming to be with him, and God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." He gives them a vision, a glimpse of what heaven will be like. This resplendent glory of God before us, with the holy people of old alongside our Lord, and the love of God being spoken to all of us, adopted sons and daughters in Jesus Christ. He's showing the disciples, this is what it's about. This is where we're really going. Stop getting distracted by the voices of the world, who's the greatest or what's comfortable. This is what we're headed towards. And brothers and sisters, in a very real but somewhat different way, we experience the same thing. Every time we come to Mass, here heaven and earth are united. The angels and saints join in worship of God with us. God himself makes himself present, looking upon us from the Eucharist and giving us his very life as food, desiring to dwell within us in communion so that we might have his divine life within us to dwell with him for eternity. Mass is not just a time to check the box because the church says I have to. It's not just an hour out of the week. It is a reminder every time we're here of where we're headed, what our goal is, so that we can go into the world to not get distracted. The apostles are not the only ones who can't figure out where they're going. Journeys are a common theme throughout the Bible itself. We hear of Abraham being told today to set out for a land he knows not, where God will bless him, where good things will be. And the people of Israel, they don't get it either. God brings them out of slavery in Egypt to lead them to the promised land. And I admit, 40 years is a long time to be wandering around in the desert. But they lose sight of where they're going. And they start grumbling, saying, maybe we should go back to being slaves. At least we had some food then. Yeah, the work was terrible. We never got a day off, and they were mean to us. But we had food. They lose sight of their destination and the promise of God, and we cannot do that. We need that reminder again and again of where we're truly headed. We're not in this world to become rich, fat, and lazy, to be comfortable. We too are on a journey towards something great, towards something beyond our imagination, this true communion in love with our God. And if we don't come to hear the words of Jesus, to receive his life, to remind ourselves that this foretaste of the heavenly banquet that we receive each week is a glimpse of the goodness ahead, we will let those other voices distract us. Whether it's like the Israelites, I'm going to settle for food despite what's ahead of me. Or it's like the apostles thinking, who's going to be the greatest? If we're not listening to the words of Jesus Christ and seeing our destination again and again to remind us of where we're headed, we will be listening to the voices of the world as well. We will get distracted by the devil and the temptations he gives and end up following anyone that looks like they know where they're going, even when it's not where we want to go. And we may not even know where they're taking us. Brothers and sisters, perhaps this Lent, we should dive in a little more to the Mass, not just as something that we receive or something that we have to do, but as a reminder of who we are and how we are to live in the world. Jesus didn't let the apostles stay there. They still had to continue their journey. And he told them, it's not going to be easy. You have to take up your cross and follow me too. But when we know where we're going and the goodness that lies at the end of the road, those burdens become bearable. When we have the grace of God helping us along the way, the grace bestowed on us in Jesus Christ before time began, we don't get disheartened, oppressed, but we know that we're journeying for a reason, journeying towards something better. And we can bear the load with Christ's help. Brothers and sisters, as we witness a miracle today too, the presence of God, the angels and saints, a glimpse of the heavenly eternity for which we long, let us take it to heart. Let it remind us of where we're headed each day, not just on Sundays, so that we too can come down from this mountain and go back to our lives to journey towards the Lord, to set our faces steadfastly towards Jerusalem, and not just in Israel, but the heavenly Jerusalem, and bear our burdens with joy, because we know what lies ahead of us. As the song from Fastball from my youth says, where were they going without ever knowing the way? Brothers and sisters, we know where we're going. And we know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So let us follow him, casting off this Lent anything that might distract us from our destination, and look forward in joy. Joy to communion with our God for all eternity, in peace, in love, in light, in the presence of the angels and saints. That is where we're headed. So let us go forth in joy on our journey.